Hare Krishna. So Krishna is speaking on a very wonderful topic, a very relevant topic, that is controlling the senses from the sense objects, going towards the sense objects. That is, he's answering a question to Krishna's, Arjuna's question. He's giving an answer to Arjuna's question. What is that? How a man who sthita pragya sits. And there's another shloka which we're going to see now. Shloka number 61. तानि सर्वाणि संयम्य युक्त आसीत मत्परः वशे ही यस्येन्द्रियाणि तस्य प्रज्ञा प्रतिष्ठिता. सो हियर कृष्णा इज सेइंग तानि सर्वाणि संयम्य. सो पर्सन हुम वी आर डिस्कसिंग अबाउट ही कंट्रोल्स ऑल द सेंसेस सर्वाणि वशे ही यस्य इंद्रियाणि. Like he restrains the senses and vashehi, he gets all of them under the control. How? Yukta asita matparaha, by fixing his consciousness on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Tasya prajna pratishtita. So such a person is known as a man of steady intelligence. This is a shloka. For the first time, Krishna is saying matparaha. Krishna is talking about bhakti here, and bhakti to whom? Now Krishna is not pointing to anyone and everyone around. Now he's not saying that Supreme Personality, that person, this person. He's saying mat, me, mat paraha. So let's see this shloka, very important shloka, and lots of things, you know, to learn. There's one statement which Prabhupada has made. Unless one is Krishna conscious, it is not possible at all to control the senses. Now let's, you know, try to elaborate this one line in this video. So there is a nice case study that is given from Srimad Bhagavatam. So there was a personality called Durvasa Muni. I'm sure people know about Durvasa Muni. He is known for his anger. Now Durvasa Muni, he would always, you know, be angry for small things. And this angry man, he visits a very, very sober, a very nice devotee's palace, that is Amrish Maharaj's palace. So in this pastime, Durvasa, he gets angry on Amrish Maharaj and he tries to kill Amrish Maharaj. But Amrish Maharaj is very, very peaceful. So Durvasa Muni got agitated by a very, very small thing. But Amrish Maharaj, even when the great danger was coming towards him, which was created by Durvasa Muni to kill him, he was peaceful. So here we understand very clearly that Durvasa Muni, he was just trying to control his senses. That is a man with discriminating power, which we saw in the previous video. But when it comes to Amrish Maharaj, Amrish Maharaj was matparaha. Amrish Maharaj was completely devoted to Lord Sri Krishna. And what? How a person can be called as matparaha? Or how we can become matparaha? Let's take the example of Amrish Maharaj and understand that. Amrish Maharaj engaged all his senses, sarvani, all his senses in service of Krishna. So, very beautiful set of shlokas, you know, which we'll discuss now. From 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th chapter. Savai mana Krishna padara vindayo. So, what did Amrish Maharaj do? And what are we expected to do? Manaha, mind, should be engaged in the Lord, on Lord Sri Krishna, especially the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Savai manaha Krishna padara vindayo. And then next line says, Vachamsi Vaikunta Gunanu Varnane. So our mind is engaged, you know, in Krishna, and our words, our speech is engaged in what? In glorifying Lord Sri Krishna and his abode Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan. And Karo Harer Mandira Marjinadishu. So these hands are engaged in what? These hands are engaged in cleansing the temple. These hands are engaged in doing various services. Shrutim Chakara Chutasat Kathodaye. These ears are engaged in what? These ears are engaged in hearing Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtan. Mukunda Lingalaye Darshane Drisho. And these eyes are engaged in seeing the beautiful Tribhanga Swarup of Lord Sri Krishna. So when we go to take darshan of the Lord, these eyes are engaged in seeing the Lord. And these eyes takes the HD image, HD pictures of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these eyes are used for that. And then Mukunda Lingalaya Darshane Drisho Tadbhritya Gatra Sparshenga Sangamam. And the touch, the sensation of touch is used, you know, for serving the devotees. in various ways. And grahanam cha tatpada saroja saurabe. These nostrils also have to be used. We need to smell something. And these nostrils want to smell something very nice. So what are we expected to smell? The flowers which are offered to the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. So that has to be smelt. And Srimat Tulasya Rasanam Tadarpite. The tulasi leaves which are offered to the lotus feet of the Lord, or the bhoga that is offered to the Lord, that a devotee accepts as prasad. And this tongue is satisfied by taking that prasad. And Padav Hare Shetra Padanu Sarpane. So legs, they have to be used for something. So the legs are used for walking towards the temple or doing parikrama of the temple. And next, Shiro Rishikesha Padabhi Vandane. This head, it has to be used in service of Krishna. How to use this head in service of Krishna? By bowing down in front of Lord Shri Krishna when we pay dandavat obeisances. So when we go to temple, it's very important. Or when we see deity of Lord Krishna, it's very important to pay obeisances, you know, to the Lord. Kamam cha dasye na tu kama kamyaya. So the desire of a devotee is just to attain Krishna, just to serve Krishna. There is no other desire apart from this. That is, yattho uttama shloka janashraya ratihi. These are the qualities, or these are the activities of the devotees who are completely engaged in service of Krishna, or whose senses are completely engaged in service of Krishna. We can make a note of it, how to engage our entire body in service of Krishna. And if someone can do that, then like Amrish Maharaj, he can withstand the greatest of the greatest difficulty put forward in the critical situations. So here, another quote from Shastra. There's another great Acharya, his name is Baldev Vidyabhushan. And from his works, you know, there is one line that is given here in the purport. Mad bhakti prabhavena sarvendriya vijaya purvika svatma drishtihi sulabheti bhavaha. So very nicely it is given that the senses can be completely controlled only by the strength of devotional service to Krishna. Mad bhakti prabhavena. The prabhava of doing bhakti to Lord Krishna, what happens? Sulabheti, very easily. Sarvendriya vijaya. The person is able to conquer or control the senses. So this is the only solution. From last three videos, I think we're discussing that by param drishtva, by getting higher taste in Krishna consciousness, by engaging our senses in service of Krishna, we can control these senses. And there is one nice analogy that is given. So like as a blazing fire burns everything within a room, Lord Vishnu, situated in the heart of the yogi, burns up all the kinds of impurities. So the fire can burn anything. And when we are doing bhakti, what happens? Lord is present there. Lord is present in our heart. And when Lord is present in our heart, so it is very beautifully described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Pravishta karana randrena swanam bhava saroruham dunoti shamalam Krishna shalilasya thasharat. So what does Krishna do, or what does Vishnu do? They clean the heart. Completely they'll clean the heart. And then the impurities are removed. Automatically the senses can be controlled. So just by doing devotional service and inviting Krishna to our heart, we can do this. And we are doing that every day. When we chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we are offering a prayer. Oh Hare, oh energy of Krishna, oh Srimati Radharani, oh Krishna, oh Rama, that is, oh Radhika Raman, please engage me in your loving devotional service. This is the prayer that we offer every single day when we chant. And we're inviting Krishna to our heart. And once Krishna comes to our heart, everything will be taken care. And so there's a last line which says, we have to be Krishna conscious, devoted to the personality of Godhead. This is the aim of real yoga. Real yoga is this. That is, completely devoted to Krishna. Consciousness completely immersed in Krishna. Mind and all the other senses completely engaged in Krishna's service. Now this is all about controlling the senses by focusing on Krishna, by engaging in Krishna's service. But what if a person's mind or the person's senses are engaged in something else? What will happen to him? Now Krishna is going to give a beautiful analysis in two shlokas. What will happen to the person whose mind, whose senses are engaged in something other than Krishna? So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.